Today's gospel gives us the first words of Jesus to his friends. The first words of Jesus to his friends after his resurrection. He stands in front of them and says, "Peace be with you." Imagine for the moment the first words between Jesus and Pope Francis at the gates of heaven. I could see Jesus saying to Francis, "Peace be with you." And Francis says the same words as Thomas when he stood in front of Jesus, "My Lord and my God." And then imagine the great hug. Imagine the long embrace. Imagine the great joy for Francis to be home with Jesus, his friend and Savior. We can imagine that for almost any of our loved ones who have gone, right? A great hug of embrace when they greet Jesus at the gates of eternal life. So I think it's appropriate this weekend we remember our spiritual leader, since we prayed him home to heaven yesterday as a nation, as a church, as a world. This holy man who stood in for the person of Christ, in the place of Christ, to witness Christ to us. What did he teach us? The people's pope, they called him. The simple Jesuit priest from Argentina, a humble holy man, a man of compassion, not judgment. A man who lived simply, a man of faith who called us to care for each other. To care for the people on the fringe, to care for the sick and the suffering, to care for the earth. This phrase was attributed to Francis. A little mercy makes the world less cold and more just. A little mercy makes the world less cold and more just. It reminds us of what kind of spiritual attitude we're called to have, doesn't it? That we're called to be merciful people, to be justful people. Look at the gospel again. Jesus does not judge Thomas when he doubts. He says, "Look, see." He says, "Come and touch me." He says, "Come and believe." When we look at the life of Pope Francis, we see a believer. We see a man of God. We see a man of service. We see a man who said, "Who am I to judge?" Let us remember Francis has embraced the mission of Jesus. He called us to embrace the gospel, to teach the good news, to proclaim love, to preach justice, to live peace. This weekend we baptized 3 children, one first thing this morning. We baptized this child into a relationship with God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, just like Francis would want us to. Francis taught and modeled us how to follow Jesus. He taught us how to witness Jesus with mercy and compassion. And that's what these parents will do with their children. They will teach them about Jesus, just like Francis taught us. They will teach their child to live love, to be about forgiveness, to embrace the gospel, to follow the way, the truth, and the life of Jesus Christ. So today in prayer, let us thank God for the life of Pope Francis. Let us remind ourselves to follow his example, who called us to follow the example of Jesus. Today we pray, trusting he is richly blessed. Today we pray, believing that when Francis got to heaven, Jesus then said to him, "Francis, come rest from your labors, for your good deeds have graced you with eternal life." Today, let us speak in faith, "My Lord and my God." Let us recommit ourselves to the work of living the good news of Jesus Christ in faith and love, so that when we get to heaven, we too can embrace Jesus our Savior. Amen? Amen. Forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. This is our faith. This is the faith of the church. We are proud to profess it in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Michael and Hannah, is it your will that Edith Ann should be baptized in the faith of